Who is it? Stop texting. Tell me. Act normal. I am.
You're not. Put down Mom's phone before she realizes something's up.
She's too busy. Look.
I groaned at the picture. Why, oh why, had Mom sent my little sister to technology day camp? Seriously, second graders should not be allowed to text. It's just annoying. I tapped out a reply to tell her to stop. Believe it or not, she did. My phone went quiet. Too bad it was the only thing that got quiet.
FD! Shouted the woman in my closet.
She pounded on the door.
This is outrageous! I insist you let me out this instant!
Just so you know, I am not FD. And I was pretty sure I'd never met FD. In fact, I was pretty sure I'd never met the woman in my closet either. Except in the pages of some boring social studies book, or in a musty history museum, or maybe during one of my teacher, Mr. Druff's, long snorefest lectures about the incredible story that is America's past. He actually said that. He made us write it down in our social study notebooks, too.
FD, are you still pouting about your speech to Congress? The woman called out. Truly, darling, no one noticed your zipper was down.
I knew I had to open the door. I also knew that the second I did, things were going to get way out of control. I am not exaggerating. I'd experienced this blast from the past once before, and I needed just a few more minutes to brace myself. I mean, it wasn't like I'd been expecting any, visitors today. An hour earlier, my day had been pretty normal. I'd been lying on the family room sofa, reading another graphic novel, this one about an alien kid who crashed on Earth, while my irritating little sister Olive danced around the house in her brand new mermaid princess aquamarina bathing suit. She was singing at the top of her lungs, too. Party, party, partay! Party, party, partay! At first, I'd tried to ignore her by burying my nose deeper in my book. I do both these things a lot. Ignore my sister and read graphic novels. I love graphic novels. I do not love Olive when she's being annoying. And boy was she annoying. I knew she was really excited about the swimming party Mom was throwing for her 8th birthday that day. But geez, did she have to be such a pest? Knock it off, I growled. Olive scrunched her face at me. Party, party, pooper! Party, party, pooper! I slammed my book shut and stomped up to my room. Of course, she followed. Come on, Nolan! We're gonna be late to my party!
I'm ready already, I grumbled.
Just as I was putting on my shoes,
pop!
A bright light shot out from under my closet door. It grew white, whiter, crystal white. From deep within came the sounds of static and faint voices. A second later, my bedroom filled with the sound of a gazillion bubbles popping all at once. Then,
bam, bam, bam!
Someone started banging on the inside of my closet door.
It's Ben, Olive had cried. He's come back for my birthday.
She flung open the door, screamed, and slammed it shut again. That, she panted, is definitely not Ben Franklin.
Hello?
Came a woman's quavering voice.
FD, is that you? Let me out, won't you? I seem to have gotten trapped.
At that moment, Mom hollered from downstairs.
Nolan, Olive, is somebody up there with you?
I swear, our mother has the sharpest hearing in the universe. Maybe that's why she's the author-illustrator of the Bumble Bunny series of children's books. Big ears come naturally to her.